my great great grandfather lived here. He brought the smallpox back from Florida with him and another man. Went to Florida to take the roof off a house and put on slate. They completed their job and they came back and they both brought smallpox with them.
That were up there and all got smallpox by the visiting of this fella. They were working up there. They just stayed up there and passed away because of that.
But none of the women caught smallpox. None of the boys or girls caught smallpox. But the reason for that was the cows, they all milked cows. But the men had been to the Northwest. That's the whaling.
But it's more the immunity and the women had it, and the children, because they were working with cattle.
They had immunity because of cowpox, and they all had got cowpox because it had been very virulent among the cows, and the pox became on the udder, and they used to milk the cows, and they all got it on their hands. Now, they're buried in the graveyard at the South Parish. If you see an area with no gravestones in it, it's about four times the size of this table or so, that is where the man was buried after the last outbreak of smallpox in South Ronaldsay.
But that's the empty part in the graveyard.
Yeah.
That there's no headstones, was that mass grave? Or
yes, that's mass grave for the buried. There's no tombstones up to that. Because they couldn't afford to dig the land over and do anything. And they thought they might all catch smallpox. And